Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about the first fear, the second fear, and how these affect your anxiety or your panic or your stress levels. So let's get going here. When we think about fear and we think about the fear, adrenaline, fear cycle, we want to remember that there are different kinds of fear. And I want to talk about it today as the first fear and the second fear. The sympathetic side of our nervous system is the part that really kicks in when we begin to feel unsafe or we have been startled. And this can happen in a split second. And we are really glad that it does this because it keeps us from danger. It keeps us from harm. This is how we have been able to be the survivors and the people who have evolved through time, because we could get out of harm's way quickly because of this part of our nervous system. We react even before we know what's happening. And this can happen when you're driving, when you're trying to cross a busy street. It can happen many different places in your life. So many things happen like that that you don't even probably pay a lot of attention to that. And all is well with that kind of a fright. We get over it and we get safe and we get calm again. And like I said, you may not even know the times that this is happening to you. We're all able to go from our regular, calm, rest and digest side of our nervous system, our parasympathetic nervous system side, and very easily jump over into the part of us that is going to keep us safe and get us out of harm's way, even before we have time to think about these things quite often. So what is the first fear? That system that I just talked to you about is our natural way. This is the way that we go. We can be in rest and digest. This is our normal state. And then something ramps us up. We get freaked out either consciously or we just react unconsciously and we get out of harm's way. And next thing you know, we're fine again. We don't even think about it. This is very, very, very natural. And so what is that first fear that I'm talking about? The first fear is the situation that demands our attention. All of our stress hormones kick in. Everything happens with that adrenaline and cortisol cascade that's happening. Our focus narrows. All of our senses heighten. Our blood flow moves away from our gut and digestion and reproduction and all of those things that can wait, and it moves it out into the extremities and up into our survival part of our brain so that we can act quickly and get out of harm's way so that we can survive. This is awesome. This is not something that we want to be, mad at inside of ourselves. Oh, why does that amygdala go off? You know, we are talking about it when it's working in its normal way, when we are not oversensitized. This is all good stuff. It's natural, and it's how we want to be living our life. Like I said, the adrenaline and cortisol kick in, and that hormonal cascade is triggering our heart rate to go up. Like I said, our digestion turns off. And, you know, why do we need to be digesting our lunch when we need to be running for safety from a tiger? It's like we don't need to digest lunch because we may become lunch if we don't move quickly enough. And what we want to do is realize that this is really an important part of us and not look at it as a bad part of us or something that is not working right in our brain, right? Nope, it's all working. It may have just gotten overstimulated, and we'll get to that. So the digestion turns off, our reproduction turns off, we're not needing to make babies at the moment, and everything goes out to, like I said, our extremities and the part of our brain that is going to keep us sharp and keep us running for safety. All of our available blood and energy is shunted there to the extremities for fight or flight to move us quickly. And we know that feeling. Anybody who's listening to this show knows that feeling. That is the fight or flight feeling. It really kicks on. You have no control over it. It just, wow, it went. There it is. And it's going. Now, this first fear, once we are safe and the alarm is turned off, such as we were able to climb a tree to safety back in the ancient times, we were able to get out of harm's way and we're safe and the coast is clear, that alarm in our brain turns off, and within 90 seconds, we're able to go back to our natural state of peace and calm and enter again our parasympathetic nervous system. Now, that all happens quite naturally, and that's how the first fear works. So, what is it that's the problem? What is it that's going on? That we become overstimulated and the amygdala is in a locked-on position, which is what chronic anxiety is about, is every day those hormones are moving and raging and in different, it ebbs and flows still, but we're spending way more time in that than is natural for us, and it can make us feel horrible. So that is what happens when we are overstimulated and the amygdala is in the locked on position. So the first fear, it's fine. This happens. The first fear is life. It's what happens externally to us. It's your boss yelling at you. It's you running for safety. It's a car cutting you off in traffic. And oh my goodness, you had to make a quick move to keep you and everyone in the car safe. It's seeing a child running out toward the road. You can't believe how fast you can run. And that is because of your fight or flight mechanism kicked on. You got a hold of that child and got them to safety. So this is all normal. This is all part of the first fear. Life sends us the first fear. It's just the way life is. It's not all unicorns and rainbows. There are things that go wrong and challenges that come. And thank goodness we have this fight or flight mechanism to get us to safety. Now let's get back to the second fear. Since we already covered the first fear, let's take a look at what I am talking about here with the second fear. The second fear is our thoughts about how we feel and the sensations that are caused by the stress hormones. And this is where we go off the rails. This is where we begin to become oversensitized and locked in to this fear adrenaline fear cycle. The second fear is how we respond, and it isn't really responding, it's more of reacting. The second fear is how we react to what we are feeling and the sensations that are caused by the stress hormones. This is where the what ifs and the oh no's come in, right? Anybody who's listening is familiar with what if, or oh no. We say these things to ourselves, and anybody with anxiety panic is very familiar with those terms, and they are what keep us in the cycle. Of course, you probably have your own terms. We all have our own little things that we say to ourselves over and over again, and it is a good practice to pay attention to what those things are, because we don't need to keep saying these same old things to ourselves over and over again. We can change the way we talk to ourselves. We can change the way we respond to the first fear. Because this second fear and its continual release of stress hormones causes us to begin to fear the fear, and that we also begin to think there must be something horribly wrong with us. This gets us to a place where we are not giving our body the 90 seconds to let these hormones wear out. We feed the fire again before that 90 seconds is over, and we flame it back up again. Then we start all over again. The clock starts at zero, and we got 90 seconds more. Can you see how this can end up going on all day? All of us, anybody who's had anxiety panic has done this. And I'm telling you, when you start to understand how you got yourself into it, you start to be able to see the places where you can get yourself out. All that's wrong at this point is that our second fear is feeding the hormones again and again and again, keeping us in the cycle, causing us to become oversensitized and locked in. There's nothing wrong with us, and we don't need to do anything beyond feeling what is there. We let it all settle down, feel it, be with it, notice it, have awareness that it'll all settle down again once you are registering safety. And if you're doing something like listening to this podcast, you're safe. If you're doing something like laying in your bed at night and you're starting to feel anxious, you gotta give yourself notice that, hey, wait a minute, I am safe. Let's see if I can register that so in 90 seconds, these hormones can start to settle down. And they do settle down. I can tell you, this is amazing how it happens. And we don't have to keep feeding the fear and ending up with the second fear. Interrupting this cycle at every opportunity that you notice is key. We'll be in the cycle often prior to consciously knowing that we're there. But when you are aware of it happening, this is the time that you can interrupt the cycle and let yourself return to your natural peace and calm. So here's what you're going to work on this week. If you're ready to start interrupting this cycle, remember that the 90 seconds after our mind and body register safety, we begin to have the stress hormones recede. I want you to find 5 things that you can do to feel safe. Write them down in your journal and keep this list handy. Maybe put it on a sticky note. Maybe put it on your phone so that we can remember in the midst of a strong current of anxiety or panic. You want to have 5 things that you can do to feel safe. And that could be many different things: petting a cat, taking your mindful breaths. It could be relaxing your muscles. It can be floating. It can be, getting a hug from someone that's near you. It can be tapping, smiling. Smiling is so available, everybody. Laughing works too. Praying, saying your mantra. I want you to find the 5 that resonate with you, and then you can begin to have these handy for you. You know, we can't do anything about the first fear. This is life. This is coming at us. In Buddhist terminology, they would call this the first arrow. And the second arrow is the one that we shoot. Life shoots the first arrow at us. We shoot the second arrow at ourselves. Don't shoot an arrow at yourself. remember that you have control over that constant feeding of the anxiety fire. And once you start noticing it's you're going to have an aha moment. So I'd love to hear from you if you're doing this and if it's working for you, and I want to hear your situation. You can send me an email, anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. And now for today's quote. Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. And that's from Viktor Frankl. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.